From the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Sean Kelly, producer Dan, D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Sean Kelly.
How goes it? Friday edition of the Black and Blue Report. Glad you're with us. Glad that you've spent some time in your day following your favorite teams. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly, and it's finally here. Saints training camp is underway. As of this morning, the players are on the field, 8:50 a.m. sharp, and it sure was good to see football again in the Crescent City, and in earnest, too, as this is the start of the preparations for a season opener in September. It was warm out there this morning, no doubt about that. It wasn't unbearable. There was a slight breeze, and there was a great crowd on Airline. Thanks to everyone who came out to watch the black and gold practice on day one of this 2013 training camp presented by Verizon. We have a full show, as you might expect, here on the Black and Blue Report today because it is the start of camp. And we'll also touch on the Pelicans, too, as head coach Monty Williams is scheduled to stop by as Team USA wrapped up their mini camp with an exhibition last night in Las Vegas. So plenty to do today, and John DeShazer will join me later on in the show and kind of wrap up the day's practice. So without further ado, let's get right into the football. As we saw it starting last night, kind of an unofficial start to training camp was media availability for several in the Saints organization. And I know that some of you have read or have heard some of that already, but we thought we'd get you through some of the highlights and get word out as far as Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, Drew Brees, and others were looking to see fit. So with that, the first of the microphone last night at the Airline campus was Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, and fitting for him to kind of kick off training camp this season. Defense is on a lot of folks' minds, and it didn't take long for Mr. Loomis to talk about how the Saints' defense is shaping up.
Well, yeah, I don't think that it's time for an evaluation yet. You know, we like the things that's happened so far. I think Rob would tell you he's excited about, the guys, how they've taken to it. But yet we haven't put any pads on yet. We haven't had any preseason games, and so I think that still remains to be seen. But all the signs are positive so far.
Unfortunately, there are some injuries to talk about heading into training camp. Doesn't look like too many of them are all that severe. There is one that will have long-term effects upon the Saints roster, and Loomis reported that information to everyone last night.
You know, we've got a few. We've got a few. One serious, but and Victor Butler, but. You know, the rest of these guys, I think, will resolve themselves, most of them in the first few days of camp here, and a couple might take a little longer than that. But I think we're in pretty good shape, relatively speaking, except for, Victor Butler.
Yeah, Butler could be out for quite some time. He's one of three on the physically unable to perform list. The other two currently are Marcus Colston and Patrick Robinson. All right, so a part of our storylines this week on the Black and Blue Report going into training camp was the return of Sean Payton, and Loomis was certainly pleased to have his head coach back there in the fold.
You know, just that. It's just normal, back to normal. You know, we've got 2012 in our rearview mirror, and look, we're just looking ahead. We're not really looking in the rearview mirror, and so, you know, all that just feels normal. It feels good. I think, you know, there's an excitement that's it's probably a little fresher excitement than it would be ordinarily just because of what happened, a year ago. But I think we're all a little more focused maybe than we would have been otherwise.
Mickey Loomis was our guest, as you remember, on our very first show, Monday's Black and Blue Report. One of the things that he touched upon were some preseason battles to keep an eye on, and he reiterated those thoughts last night to the media.
Well, I think there's some position battles, obviously, at left tackle that we want to see how that unfolds. We like the guys that are going to be part of that competition. You know, we've got some other spots that, and they're not necessarily starter spots, but, you know, there's some spots that we're going to have some excellent competition at. We've got, I think we've got a lot of young guys. We've got some guys that are in their second year, and Nick Toon and Akeem Hicks and some other guys that that we're looking to see significant progress from, and I think we'll see that.
And Loomis was quick to point out.
Those are the kinds of things that you look forward to, in particularly the early part of training camp.
Sorry, Mickey. Loomis was quick to point out on Monday with us as well that one of the position battles that we all have our eyes on is that of the left tackle spot, and those guys were all out, healthy, ready to go on the field this morning. Kind of leading the way right now, I guess, would be Charles Brown. But, we've got other names there to look at, including the youngster, number 72, Mr. Armstead. After Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton was next up to the microphone. And certainly good to see a familiar face back again. Payton seemed to be rather focused, as we all expected, as training camp was getting set to kick off. And certainly one of the early questions for Coach Payton was, what's on the list of goals, or what kind of things would he like to accomplish here in this new time period?
Look, the goal every year at this time is to find the right 53. That's the number one thing. And us as coaches, have to have the proper teaching installation that allows guys to be up to speed, and that we can evaluate and make the best decisions concerning the roster.
As you might expect, the left tackle position, that blind side for Drew Brees, is a topic that we saw run through most of those who stepped to the microphone last night, Coach Payton included.
Look, it's been talked about a lot, and for good reason. I think I'm looking forward to seeing the competition between those three guys. They're all a little different in regards to how they got here. And I think we got to pay attention and go by what we see. I think each player has certain strengths, and I think we need the full pads. It's hard when you go through the off season with the limitations you have with regards to uniform to get a true measure of a pass rush. But when we get to the padded practices and the preseason games, we'll have an opportunity to better evaluate those guys in a competitive environment.
Coach touched upon a lot of topics last night in that introductory press conference to start off training camp. There was one thing that didn't surprise me, but I'm glad he touched upon it. One thing that Coach Payton has been able to do is provide balance to the Saints offense, mixing in a good number of the run with the pass. And, of course, when we're talking about the running game right now, things have to look kind of toward Mark Ingram and what the future holds for Ingram, where he's been, where it's going, and what it means to the Saints' offense. Payton said that it is indeed an important year for Mark Ingram.
I think we've got high expectations for Mark, and I know he does for himself. He's in great shape right now. I know he's anxious being healthy and probably, I'd say, going into his third year, as healthy and as good a shape as he's been in. I expect him to be a big part of what we do running the football. We've got, veterans like Pierre and Darren Sproles, a young player like Cadet, but I think Mark is looking forward to this season. I think it'll be an important year for him.
So that's a little taste of what Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton had to say last night. Of course, Malcolm Jenkins and Drew Brees also took the podium. We'll hear from them here shortly. But we are just now underway. The Black and Blue Report, the start of training camp. Producer Dan is here, D-Dub and the Black and Blue Orchestra. And yours truly, looking forward to a great show. Stay with us, won't you? We'll hear more from last night's press conference, including number 9, when we come back.
This is Eric, general manager of the Raising Cane's in Kenner. To describe a Saints fan, you could say excited, committed, but definitely hungry. And that's when Raising Cane's is fans' best friend. Fresh, never frozen chicken fingers made fresh daily Cane's sauce, and a friendly Cane's crew committed to serving you the best chicken finger meals around.
Touchdown Saints!
Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One city, one team, one love.
Somewhere in a town like the one you're in, there is a person like you headed to a store to buy Bud Light. However, these Bud Lights give you a chance to win prizes that are best described as music firsts, like Monster DNA headphones, access to tracks and merchandise from today's hottest artists, and even tickets to one of Bud Light Music First's history-making 50-51 concerts on August 1st. But before people like you can win, they need to head to a place where Bud Light is sold. It's finally here, Bud Light Music First. Enter the code inside specially marked packages of Bud Light for your chance to win one of over 500,000 music prizes all summer long. Visit BudLight.com/musicfirst for rules and more information. Bud Light Music First. It's the sound of history being made. Here we go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 8/15/13. Play without purchase. Mail your name, email address, and age to Music First Game. P.O. Box 753726, El Paso, Texas, 88575. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't want to miss out on any of the action? Get connected with your New Orleans Pelicans 24/7, 365. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for exclusive prizes and giveaways. Plus, get text messages with all the latest breaking news right on your phone with Pelicans Mobile Alerts. Visit Pelicans.com for information on these great features, plus sign up for Pelicans Insider with weekly updates from the Pelicans. Join the conversation today.
Hardwood, hardball, and hard knocks. This is the Black and Blue Report.
We continue now with a recap of last night's introductory press conferences to Saints training camp. Sean Kelly back with you on the Black and Blue Report. We heard from Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton. Players were there as well last night. And on the defensive side of the ball, we got to hear from Malcolm Jenkins, who hit on one of the other storylines that we brought up, John and I, this past week. And that is the normalcy of this offseason. Haven't had one in a while, and certainly it was duly noted by Mr. Jenkins.
I mean, it's cool. You know, this whole offseason, we've been able to focus solely on football. That's refreshing, especially to have, you know, Sean back and just to not have any distractions throughout the offseason. I mean, we really got refocused. You know, Sean, really, when he came back, he established that he wanted to work out in the weight room and really change some things up. So the pace has been changed. Guys have been focused. Guys have been here and been holding each other accountable. We showed up in shape today. So we're looking forward to the momentum that we have going into this season.
Jenkins also, of course, is a part of a defense that's changing its scheme. Now a 3-4 under Rob Ryan. Malcolm Jenkins is in the defensive secondary. Maybe this is how it will affect him.
It is a big switch schematically in theory, but in execution, it's really not. I think the good thing, it fits our personnel very, very well because we have a lot of players that are very versatile and can play different positions. And that, when you have that 3-4 scheme and you can add those type of players, I think that's when it becomes dangerous. So there is a little bit to learn from a verbiage standpoint and from an alignment. You have a couple guys switching positions, but I think it's more along. It's really more similar to what we did when Greg was here. So a lot of guys are familiar with most of it already. So I don't think it'll be a big transition for us.
And then number 9 took to the microphone. We got to hear from quarterback Drew Brees last night. Brees, like Sean Payton, sat down in front of the media rather focused, talked about the same attitude that we've all come to know, but did indeed concede that it is feeling like a bit of a fresh start.
And that's why it was really a breath of fresh air to get back in this building in April, just knowing that, hey, it's a new year. The goals, the structure, everything is still very much the same, but with a renewed sense of urgency and a few little wrinkles to challenge everyone and, to make sure that we all know that you got to work to earn your spot around here always, no matter what you've accomplished in the past. And we like that.
One thing we did learn that kind of came out of the blue last night, I mean, it's good news, is that not only is it the return of Sean Payton, but it's also the return of Sean Payton calling the offensive plays, or at least taking a hold of those reins again. And that directly impacts, of course, Mr. Brees.
Sean calling the plays again, I mean, here's the thing. That's the way it was for, five and a half years, until he got hurt. And then Pete Carmichael kind of took over for the remainder of the 11 season and then obviously last year. And I thought Pete Carmichael did a phenomenal job. Now, I had Sean Payton in my ear for, 5.5 years previous to that, and I'm very familiar with that voice and those instructions as well.
Well, like we also heard from Coach Payton and Mickey Loomis and from John DeShazer, that left tackle position so important, protecting the backside of the quarterback, certainly impacts Drew Brees. And I thought last night Brees kind of put it all in a nice, neat package as far as what lies ahead with regard to that guy a couple spaces down from him and to his left.
I think we've got 3 or 4 guys that are obviously going to be competing for it. When that decision's made, that guy will have earned that position. I don't worry about that because I think they're all extremely capable. And I also just know as a unit, our offensive line is so strong. they've been together, you know, a long time, you know, even though potentially the guy on the left side could be, you know, a new guy who hasn't been here before. But they've all been together for a long time, and they've played at a high level for a long time. They take a lot of pride in that, and they all, you know, that offensive line group is very much a unit.
So that's a little taste of what we had last night as those gentlemen stopped by to talk prior to the start of practice, which got going this morning out there on Airline Drive. We're going to take you out to Airline Drive a bit later in the show. We'll get a complete wrap on practice today, so stay tuned for that. Up next, though, we turn our attention to basketball and Pelicans head coach Monty Williams. He joins us right after this on the Black and Blue Reports. The second annual Saints Back to Football Run presented by Chevron will be held on Saturday, August 31st. The 5K race benefiting Team Gleason, the One Fund Boston, and the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation will include an NFL Play 60 one-mile fun run for kids. Participants of all abilities will have the opportunity to race through the streets of downtown New Orleans towards the finish line at the 50-yard line of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Gumbo and Sir Saint, along with the Saint Stations, will be on hand to cheer on participants, and a post-race party with live entertainment and a beer garden will take place in Champion Square. All participants will receive a Saints Back to Football Run shirt, a commemorative finisher's medal, and an NFL-approved bag. Registration is now open at nflrunseries.com/saints.
What do you say to someone whose heart is on the line? That at Ochsner, an entire team of experts will collaborate to develop the best treatment for you? That we have procedures so revolutionary they aren't available anywhere else in the region, including breakthrough ways to more effectively manage heart failure and repair heart valves? That U.S. News & World Report ranks Ochsner Medical Center's heart program among the nation's very best? Or that with over 170 heart experts and 7 hospitals to choose from, the exceptional cardiac care you need is always close to home? Actually, the most important thing to say is,
your results are back. Everything looks great.
Better outcomes. Just one more reason to choose Ochsner. To find a heart specialist near you, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. We turn our attention to the Pelicans and Team USA, and we're very pleased to have the head coach of the Pelicans and assistant coach for Team USA, Monty Williams, is our guest here today. Coach, first of all, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the finish of what seems to be a very successful minicamp for Team USA.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. We had a really good time coaching and all of our players being here. The experience was more than I expected. I couldn't pay for what I got this week, just being in that atmosphere. It was such a cool time, and we were all pretty happy about the results, watching the guys play and the fans' reaction and all the support. It was really cool.
Coach, what about the players? And not just the Pelicans players, but what about this group that Mr. Colangelo and you and Coach K had kind of brought into the new system? What did you think? What's your overall takeaway of this new crop?
Well, they're young, but really talented, and they have experience, even though they're young. Most of the guys have been in the league at least 3 years, and some 4. And we had Mike Conley, who was 25 years old. He was the oldest guy. He's still young in my book, but they were really poised and really hungry. Our practices were really intense, and when we got on the floor to play, the guys were really locked in. And that was really unexpected. And then there were a few guys who stood out, and I'm happy to say Anthony was one of them. He dominated a couple of practices and played really well last night. And even though we had a young group, it was really cool to see all the young guys play like they were a lot older than they really are.
I watched the game last night. First of all, Coach, I was glad that your team won, just because I've got a rooting interest, I guess. That part was fun. I really did, though, enjoy not only watching Anthony play and try and see his play through the things that you've taught me, but also to see Ryan Anderson and Drew Holiday. I just I couldn't help but smile in watching those three play. What was your takeaway from how they played last night, and what were you able? How much time were you able to spend with them and getting to know, especially Drew, a new player for you this week?
It was funny because Drew played the same way he in the game, the same way he did in the practice. I mean, he was solid every day. He defended. He made the right pass. You know, he got to the basket. Mostly everybody had a tough time shooting the ball because it's a different ball, but all of our guys, especially Ryan, shot the ball well this week. And I had my opportunities after practice and in the hotel that we stayed in to really get a chance to spend time with all of our guys. I was with Anthony for 2 weeks, and Ryan the last week, and then Drew came this past weekend and got a chance to talk to him. And, you know, he kind of learned my style a little bit and got a chance to push him some in practice. And he's just a solid, solid person, and he's tough. And I love that. He's got a good toughness about him. And I think our fans are going to really love his versatility and the way he plays the game. And I'm going to try to push him to be even better. But it was a good week from that standpoint, just to get to know those guys. I wish Tyreek could have been a part of this process as well, so I could get to know him. But overall, it was a great week from a coaching and playing standpoint.
Does a week like this, Coach, make you more excited perhaps for this season than any other as you're in your head coaching time?
Yeah, it does. I don't know if it's any more exciting because every year it's the same, and you try not to put it any differently as far as grading it, because I try to approach the year from ground zero. So from that standpoint, I feel like I'm going into camp with the level of having to teach and put our system in. But at the same time, there's a natural part of you that looks at our team and you start to feel pretty good about where we're going as an organization. And, you know, hats off to Dell and his staff for bringing in a young crew that can, Lord willing, we can grow with this team for a long time.
Coach, I know you're traveling and anxious to get home, but one more question before I let you go. I know that you love, and this is a term that we've used around the hallways at Pelicans headquarters, you like to get into the basketball lab, if you will, and work through it. I kind of almost envisioned you this week being in the ultimate basketball lab, and I'm wondering if things that happen this week will affect you long term.
You know, Sean, this is one of those weeks that I had a chance to sit and talk to people that I competed against in college or marveled at their careers from afar. And I have a chance to just sit and talk to those people. And it was amazing how Mr. Colangelo or Coach K, Coach Boeheim, and they would just grab me and just sit me down and just start sharing stuff with me about me and how I do things or picking my brain. Or they would just share like 10 minutes of wisdom that I couldn't get from anybody else outside of Pop. And so that was really cool for me. Myself and Tibbs, we talk a lot about basketball and how we do things, how they do things. And we say a lot of things the same, and then we say some things differently, but we're trying to get the same point across. So it was like basketball nirvana, and it was certainly my kind of lab, where you can just sit and talk basketball all day long. And not only them, just talking to different players. I had a chance to talk to other elite guys. Kevin Durant came by. Kevin Love was there. Chris and Carmelo Anthony came by last night. Just being around those guys, you learn a lot about the top guys. And you know, I got a chance to talk to Chris for a little while last night. And, it was just a cool experience. It was like a fantasy camp for coaches. If you really love basketball, you would have been in basketball, as I say, nirvana last night.
Well, I can hear it in your voice. And I appreciate you taking time for us today on your way home. And I'll say this, Coach, you and the guys there sure did make us proud back here at home, being a part of Team USA. We hope that you get some downtime, and we can't wait to see you again.
Thank you, Sean. That's our goal, man. We want our fans and the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana to feel proud about what we're doing. And like I said before, man, there's no limit to what we can do. People said we couldn't do anything in New Orleans because of how it looked when I got there. The Lord has blessed us with a lot, and we're very thankful for that.
Travel safe. Take care. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right, Sean, take it easy.
Head coach Monty Williams of the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll continue on the Black and Blue Report in just a moment. Get you back out to Saints camp after these messages.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else.
It's only in Louisiana.
It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
This is Eric, general manager of the Raising Cane's in Kenner. To describe a Saints fan, you could say excited, committed, but definitely hungry.
Yeah!
And that's when Raising Cane's is fans' best friend.
No!
Fresh, never frozen chicken fingers made fresh daily Cane's sauce, and a friendly Cane's crew committed to serving you the best chicken finger meals around.
Touchdown Saints!
Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One city, one team, one love.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Does your boss know you're listening? If not, turn it up louder. This is the Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Turning our attention back to football, we get you right back on the field out on campus on Airline Drive. Day one of training camp is wrapped up. It was hot. There was a little bit of a breeze, but I have a feeling that Zach Strief and others didn't probably feel that breeze all suited up today.
We got one in the walkthrough. And I yelled, "Come on, Breeze," and Drew snapped his head around like I was yelling at him. I was like, no, Z-E, buddy. It was warm today, but I think that's good to kind of get that out of the way right away, especially for the young guys that haven't been here.
How'd it go? Was it like first day of school all over again?
You know, that first, it's always, there's always an adjustment coming back, you know, having not, taken your steps in a while and run your routes, and there is an acclimation period, and I mean, all things considered, I think guys have come in great shape, and usually that contributes to having a good day like we did.
It's easy for me to get kind of caught up in the same old, because there are a lot of familiar names, but there's a lot of new ones too.
Yeah, I mean, and really every year there is, certainly in our group, starting with our coach, you know, it's a new face and a new voice in there, and, we got some young guys in, and you know, every year, I mean, you learn over time. You know, every year that team turns over, especially in camp. You got 90 people out here. There's a lot of new faces, and, it's part of the fun of camp is getting to know everybody.
Play reporter for me for just a moment. Tell us about practice today. Give me a recap.
You want, like, how it went?
Yeah, well, what'd you all accomplish today?
Well, I think more than anything, you know, you get back used to the timing. The thing that you really learn is no matter what you do to condition and train yourself and get ready, nothing is football. And so I think the first couple of days, and that's why I think maybe Coach Peyton cut back a little bit, is the first couple of days are to acclimate your legs, to get your feet back underneath you, and kind of get a feel for it again, because it does take a little bit of time, and clearly we have plenty of time here to get the nuts and bolts down, and I think the first couple of days are really about getting out, running around, and getting your feet back.
What do you have to do today to recover to be effective tomorrow?
I think cold tubs are – the post-practice stuff is important. Getting in the cold tub, getting rehydrated is a big thing. Something that coaches talked a lot about this year is really focusing on, you know, keeping your weight down naturally so that you can really rehydrate, get your body back functioning correctly, put the right nutrition in your body, You know, spend time in the cold tubs. You know, you really, like, do the maintenance from the beginning so that you don't ever get behind on it and really stay proactive.
No full pads today, but and I imagine that's good for everyone in heat like this, but for you guys with as much contact as involved on the line, I almost sometimes wonder what all you guys can get done when you're not all padded up.
Yeah, it's definitely harder on the inside. I mean, I think it's a little bit easier on the edges, but there is a lot of you watch a lot of tape and say, well, I mean, granted, that's not, you know, it's hard to keep your pads down when you don't have pads on and you're trying not to, you know, injure yourself by doing something stupid, throwing your upper body in unprotected. And so, you know, a lot of it's working with the defensive line and kind of knowing that, you know, there's things you can work on right now and there's things that while we can't, we're going to have plenty of opportunities to in the next few days.
All right, offensive lines are usually the most colorful bunch on a football team. How long will it take to start getting some really good nicknames and decent stories out of you guys?
I mean, new ones, it won't take too long. I think linemen, that's how we get through camp. You know, we get through camp by you know, we're a tight group, and lines generally are, and we spend a lot of time together, and, you know, we'll push all the young guys as best we can and kind of try to put them in situations to embarrass themselves. You know, and that's all part of the fun, and we're fortunate here that since I've been here, the leadership has never, it's never been anything malicious, it's never been anything like that. It's part of becoming a part of the group, you know, and really feeling a part of it. And I know for me, you know, the first time that you get up in a meeting and sing a song, you know, you're embarrassed, but when you sit down, it's like, oh, I've done it now. You know, it's like, it's one thing on the checklist that I've completed, and you start to feel more and more part of the team, and that's really what it's all about for us.
Well, this is the first of what I hope is many visits between you and myself, and I enjoyed it. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Zach Streep with us on the Black and Blue Report. We'll put a wrap on practice today. Stay with us.
What makes Ochsner Primary Care such a great choice? Is it because we have 38 health centers throughout the region, some with evening and weekend hours available? Or because we accept close to 50 different insurance plans? Could it be because we offer MyOctioner, which gives you and your family secure online access to your health records, test results, prescription renewals, even emails with your doctor? Or that you'll be connected to 7 hospitals with 2,500 affiliated physicians who can handle everything from the common to the complex, so you'll never have to wonder if you made the right choice? Actually, what you may like the most is...
Yes, we have a location near you.
Expertise and convenience. Great reasons to choose an Ochsner primary care physician. To find one near you, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
A new era in basketball is here as your Pelicans take flight for the 2013-14 season. By adding All-Star Drew Holiday and Rookie of the Year Tyreek Evans to a young and hungry roster, your Pelicans are going to be one of the NBA's most exciting teams. So jump on board now. Over 80% of our seat prices have been reduced. And with all the great benefits of being a season ticket holder, you don't want to miss out. Call 504-525-HOOP or visit Pelicans.com to get in on the action today.
A message from Mr. Monopoly.
Hello again. Since teaming with the Louisiana Lottery to give away part of my vast fortune for the Monopoly scratch-off game, I've been tickled pink that the winner bell has been ringing so frequently. There's a winner right now! Oh my, another winner! Jimmy, perhaps it would be wise to check the winner bell once more, just to be sure.
You could win up to $100,000. Play the Monopoly scratch-off game for real money. Must be at least 21 to purchase. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report.
We have reached the final segment of today's Black and Blue Report, and John DeShazer joins me now as we get set to wrap up day one of Saints training camp 2013, presented by Verizon. Heard from Zach Streif moments ago. John, he seemed to be pleased with day number one. I think he was even more pleased that Coach Payton decided to cut things short as the Saints practiced from about 8:50 until 11 a.m. this morning. It was pretty hot out there. It wasn't unbearable, but it seemed like most people, when you talk to them after practice today, seemed pleased with the efforts of day one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Zach was probably pretty pleased to get it cut short because the defense was having its way with the offense for a good portion of it. You like to see that happening, the defense get that turnover mentality where they're creating them, especially Keenan Lewis got a really nice interception off of Drew Brees' pass, as well as Jabari Greer was ended up getting a pick off a tip ball. So, you know, you like to see that defensive mentality, that aggression, produce some turnovers. You can live with yards surrendered if you can produce the turnovers and stop the points.
Anything surprise you other than what you just kind of mentioned?
Well, again, you know, I expected the offense to actually be a little bit ahead of the defense, even though it's a new defensive philosophy, the 3-4 as opposed to the 4-3. But this offense has been together for quite some time, so I thought they'd be a little bit more ahead of it. But it is the first day, and, you know, Drew Brees is the competitive guy, the quarterback. You know he's not going to stand still for throwing a couple of picks and just allow the defense to have bragging rights.
The bleachers were full. The fans were out in force, as you might expect for day one. Anything in particular that charged them up today? I know they love the scrimmage stuff.
Well, they love everything, but particularly they really enjoyed the pick by Keenan Lewis. A deep pass down the right sideline and one-on-one coverage. He was able to ward off his man and come up with the football. So that was something that was pretty enjoyable for him. And I think they got a kick out of seeing the running backs, especially the new and improved Mark Ingram, who slimmed down, looks a little bit quicker. And, of course, Darren Sproles, who's always got the burst with him. So I think those things pleased the crowd pretty much.
All right, lots to see and a good start. Practice resumes tomorrow on Airline and continues through the week. And there is a chance of rain, 40% at last check. Remember, fans, that if the weather becomes inclement, they will move inside and the practices will not be open to the public. We're hoping for good weather because I know a lot of the fans see their only chance to see training camp as it is on the weekends. Check out John later today also on NewOrleansSaints.com. He'll have a piece written up for you about today's activities as well. Couple of notes, Black Blue Report, at Black Blue Report is a new way to follow this program on Twitter. We didn't get to the mailbag today, so much going on with the first day of practice, but otherwise, follow John at John DeShazer on Twitter or myself at Sean Kelly Live. Thanks to producer Dan today, and thanks to head coach Monty Williams, Zach Streif, and everyone else as of being part of the show. Our first week is complete. We'll be back with you on Monday at 1 Central with a new edition of the Black and Blue Report. And spread the word. Tell your friends that if they missed this afternoon's broadcast as it aired live, they can always go back and check it out anytime throughout the weekend. John, I can't think of anything else. It's been a pretty hectic day here at Saints headquarters. The team still has a walkthrough later today as a part of their first day of training camp activities. Look forward to seeing you throughout the weekend, and we'll be back at this on Monday.
Yes, we will. Right back at it. Grinding away.
For John DeShazer, Sean Kelly, and so long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back next week. Tune in each weekday at 1 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.